All right, we're here at the Senior Bowl on Wednesday, and we're here talking to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Ian, there's been a lot of reaction around the NFL about Hugh Jackson coming to the Browns. What was your take when he signed that deal?
You know, it was a no-brainer to me. And it was pretty clear the whole time that this was the guy they wanted. And really, you know, so much emphasis is around the quarterback position. And I mean, we saw seven teams really go with offense. We've seen, you know, obviously in the Super Bowl and in the championship games, the best quarterbacks are – the teams with the best quarterbacks, the teams that advance, you got to get that position right. Obviously, it's been an issue in Cleveland. And, you know, you found a guy who can do a lot of things, be a great leader, dynamic in the locker room, players love him. But really, it's about the quarterback position, and that is a guy who will be in charge of it. And I feel pretty confident in where this place is headed because of him.
And what did he do with Andy Dalton these last couple of years that kind of took him to the next level?
Well, you know, Andy Dalton was good. He was a pretty good quarterback, a second rounder who has got some skills. And you know, with Hugh, he really sort of took it to the next level. Became a really, really good quarterback. The kind of guy who, you know, when he was out, you know, he was good, and everyone sort of appreciated. Then he was out, and you really appreciate how valuable he is to that franchise. You know, the different things he does in the offense, he makes sure the ball gets in the hands of his playmakers. He's very good. And he sort of got Andy Dalton thinking like he was a franchise guy, and I think that was important too. And you know, we saw the impact of his departure on the team.
The coach wasn't the only change. Obviously, the Browns have promoted Sashi Brown to exec vice president of football operations, brought in Paul DePodesta. What's the reaction been around the league and kind of the thinking and the direction the Browns are going right now?
I was not happy. I'm a big Mets fan, and losing Paul DePodesta was crushing to my soul. But besides that, you know, it's a curiosity, and I think you have two schools of thought. You know, you have some of the people who are old school football guys who couldn't believe it, and you have other guys who say, like, it is going to be a little different, but it's actually not going to be that different. You know, you've had teams who've used analytics for years and years. It's just, you don't call it that. You say you're working on projects, you're working on research. You know, it's all, honestly, it's all the same. It's really just what you call it. Sashi's a guy who's had a bright future really since he came into the league, honestly. You know, him ascending to powers happened quicker than I thought, but I'm not surprised that he is going to end up as essentially a GM, right? And then I think with DePodesta, I imagine it's going to work because he's been successful everywhere. You know, again, like, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be outside looking in, curious to what it's going to look like, but at the end, it's not going to be so funny.
The Browns have the number two pick at number 32, so it's essentially like two first-round picks, but is that kind of an enviable position, and what can you maybe expect with those two picks?
You know, it is, and I think there's a lot of power in the draft. You can move up and down when you have – I mean, that's two big, big slots. Obviously, as an organization, it's a position you really don't ever want to be in because you don't ever want to finish like that, but it's also when you have the opportunity, you know, if they do go, you know, look at the quarterback position – it's all in front of them, you know, because obviously the Titans are not going to take a quarterback. So they'll have their pick of everyone who they want in the draft, and I think it's a great spot to be in to rebuild.